T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Put a lot of things into perspective for me that, you know, I basically wasn't eating my weight down the hill.
Well, hang on, because Matt Olson just did it again.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my goodness. His 7th homer of the spring. That is ridiculous. And we're tied at 2.
That was from Brave Spring Training, courtesy of Bally Sports and Brandon Godden on the call. This hour of the Morning Shift is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Again, this is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And since we just heard that call with Matt Olson just absolutely dominating it at spring training, I got to ask you guys then, should he be a dark horse to win MVP? And it's so early for this kind of talk, but it's still a good question the way he's been playing.
Yeah, listen, dark horse is the perfect word. I think if you probably went down the list, I don't know, 15th probably down the list as far as like Vegas odds go to win the MVP, because I don't think the batting average was there last year. Kind of floundered around the 250 mark and fell off towards the end of the year. But we talked about it a little bit in hour number one. Anytime a guy like that starts spring training so hot, you have to feel good about where his bat's at. I don't know that he's ever going to be in that conversation, because I don't know that he's and let's compare him to Ronald Acuna. Acuna is going to be much closer to the 300 mark. Acuna is going to have a lot of the same power that you feel like Matt Olson's going to have. And going into this season with all the rule changes, Acuna is probably going to be looking at 40-plus stolen bases. So Matt Olson, yes, I think he's going to have incredible power numbers. I think when you look at his slugging percentage and who he's kind of playing around in that lineup, going to be a lot of good things. I don't know that I'm close enough to say an MVP conversation. Yes, dark horse is a good word, but I'm not ready to throw him in there just yet.
Yeah, if we get Ronald Acuna from early 2021, which is the Acuna that before he got hurt, we didn't get that Acuna last year.
Agreed.
And look, I think everything I've seen in the offseason and playing in the Dominican League, I believe it was what it was playing, all of that, that means we're going to get that 2021 Ronald Acuna Jr. But remember one thing. You talked about Matt Olson's average. His own base percentage was still way over 300 last year, which is really big. How many times was this man a victim of the shift? How many base hits did this guy have taken away from the shift? And now you take that shift away, and Matt Olson is going to benefit. His own base percentage could skyrocket even close to 400. He might be close to 300 as a hitter with some of those hits that he got taken away. Absolutely, Matt Olson should be considered an MVP candidate. He was one of the best players, one of the best first basemen when he was in Oakland. He came to Atlanta and did not disappoint, still had good power numbers as far as homers and doubles. Yeah, because don't forget, he might get RBI opportunities and chances with a healthy Ozzy, a healthy Acuna to go up there in that third spot and really hit with guys on base. I think Matt Olson should be higher than what you say Vegas maybe has him right now.
And with no shift, like you mentioned, it should set him up to have a pretty big year. But I'm not one to do MVP. I mean, I know I let it off, but I'm just not that kind of gal. I don't like to get ahead of myself. I like to see, give me a couple games in, yeah. Give me like, you know, a month or two in, and then we can start having that conversation.
You're one of those people that hates like the preseason AP poll in college football.
I hate
you're
it
like,
all.
What's the point? It's literally preseason. You do too?
Yeah, I think
I'm shocked to hear you hate. If it anything, it's incredible fodder to be talked about on radio. And the Atlanta sports guru, as he's introduced, doesn't like it. AP preseason poll.
You know why I don't like it? Because it makes quality wins that might not be quality wins, in the first 2 or 3 weeks. It also alters this opinion. I think the first ranking that should come out is probably a month into the season. I don't believe the first one should be the playoff ranking, but maybe a month into the season, because you judge so many people who do not watch. Look, these writers, it's hard for them to watch. Tiffany, we all know this. I'm traveling for Falcons. You're covering one game a week. Mike, when you played, obviously, and you covered some stuff, you can't watch all these games. So you see number 18 lose to an unranked team, and you're like, oh, well, they were overranked, blah, 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 and vice versa. You know, if you're number one coming into the season, you might not be that good. But because you were ranked number one, now you're, oh, they were the preseason number one, so they clearly got talent. They're clearly a good team, and you're going to benefit greatly from that preseason ranking when you haven't lived up to it. I think it really puts a stamp on what a team really maybe is or isn't, and that's how you judge them the rest of the year, and I don't like it. You're judging a book by its cover and not by what it really is.
And that's on the outside, right? If I'm going to be a player and be like, we're not worried about what anybody else has to say about us. We know what's going on in this locker room.
Well, I think you think that. But also, if you're fighting for one of those spots, right, for one of those college football playoff spots, and you're let's say you're on the cusp, say you're number five, right, and they keep pointing at that number four team and saying, well, they had a big win over the number 13th ranked team. Okay, who was the 13th ranked team, and why are they that good? You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's an important thing to keep an eye on. And I think it's become a lot less of that since they started the college football playoff. But, you know, back when it was like 1 versus 2 in the BCS, there was definitely eyes on that. It was like, who's the quality wins against? How do you know they're quality wins? You know what I mean? You beat the number 2 team in the country in week 1. How good did that team end up? I mean, was it 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when Florida State was ranked number 1 and they played Bama in the opening game? You know, maybe it's 1 versus 2. They play Bama in the opening game, and their starting quarterback gets hurt and ended up maybe missing a bowl game, maybe winning 5 games. And you're like, okay, should that count for Bama as a quality win? I don't even know. Like, that's a 5-win football team at the end of the year.
This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And I mean, I'm not going to say I'm the voice of reason, because lots of times, what, Bo? What?
When you said voice of reason, I'm just waiting for what you got next to come out of your mouth.
I saw you you're about to turn your mic on, turn it off, because you want to hear what I got to say. I'm just saying, yeah, hardly am I the voice of reason. Sometimes I lose all rationale, but I just, give me a couple games. I think Mike, you made a good point. Like, let me just see how things kind of play out first, and then I can decide if I want to have this whole MVP conversation or best ranked teams. I will say, though, there was a lot to be excited about with Matt Olson, and what, he played in every game last season for the Braves, and now he's killing it in spring training. Yeah, let's be happy about that, and then let me see what happens the rest of the season before I want to, you know, throw out. That's for anybody. That's not a knock on him. That's just with anything.
Well, look, it's natural. Oh, do it when it counts. I get it. He got off to a kind of a weird start last year. Now he's comfortable in Atlanta, that everything's passing, the contract, you know, all that stuff. He's no longer, last year it was all about, show me why Freddie Freeman's not here and I should be happy that you're here. And that's all past now. Now it's about where Orlando Arcia is or isn't, and Von Grissom is or isn't, and Braden Shoemake is or isn't, because Dansby's not here. And so I think it's kind of a sigh of relief with Matt Olson. When Matt Olson was at his best, the Braves were at his best. Remember the stretch right there at the end of the season where they beat the Mets? Olson had went cold, and then he got hot right there at the end, and boom, that's when the Braves took off. I'm here for this because I think Matt Olson is going to just tear the cover off the ball. We're not going to even think about Freddie Freeman this year.
I think that would be the case based on the way that Matt Olson is playing now. Again, lots to be excited about, especially when you have one of your stars from last season continue to play well, you know, kind of when it counts, but kind of when it doesn't count. So I think that's important. Well, we're going in the huddle on the other side of this break, and we will talk to, talk about Lamar Jackson. His Twitter was a little bit funny and kind of summed up everything that's going on with him. We'll also talk about my little conversation with Steve Smith on Bryce Young. That is coming up on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
We are back on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And, you know, we're going to get to Lamar. But, guys, how's the green tea tasting this morning that we were promised.
Oh, wait.
I see you guys don't have your cups of green tea.
Man.
All right. Hold on.
I want to set this up real quick. Our executive producer, Dylon Matthews.
Matthews.
Is a big green tea guy every morning. He doesn't do coffee. He does green tea. And Dylon Matthews has told everyone here, I'm going to bring y'all green tea. I'm going to show you what it's about. Well, Tiff. Mike, how's it treating you?
Look, it's not just that he said it one time. It was like 2 days ago, and then yesterday, I'm going to hook y'all up, and then I'm going to get y'all fired. And I think he even, quote-unquote, Tiff, did you hear it? Zooted and booted?
Yes.
Yesterday, I think, was the quote we had. And then two segments ago, he's like, I'm in there. I got y'all next segment. I'm still sitting here sipping this bottle of water right now, Dylon.
It's literally in my hands right now, the packets. I'm trying to catch up back here. I'm working back here, okay?
And Dylon. I got to... Dylon.
Yes.
Dylon.
I don't know if you understand the difference between it's in your hands as opposed to like it's in a cup.
I understand the difference, Tiffany. All I'm saying is I'm working back here. So, you know, just wait on it. Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of that, Lamar Jackson is waiting on some things to happen right now. And I'm going to try not to giggle through this because of the name Ken Francis. But the NFL's... it's Friday, people. The NFL sent out a memo warning teams that they are not allowed to talk to a man named Ken Francis when it comes to Lamar Jackson negotiations. And before I laugh, let's hear it. Mike Garofolo from NFL Network, who was our guest yesterday. He had plenty to say about this. Dylon will get that pulled up in a second. So now I can giggle about Ken Francis. Okay, guys, there's a man named Ken Francis. There are memes going around on the interwebs on Twitter. People are now saying that Ken Francis is secretly Lamar Jackson. They put mustaches on Lamar Jackson and glasses on Lamar Jackson. And if you look at them, it's absolutely destroying my life. Go ahead.
Who is Ken Francis?
It's actually Lamar Jackson.
I feel like I saw the Spider-Man meme where there, you know, there's two Spider-Mans pointing at one another. One's Lamar Jackson, one's Ken Francis. I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of it. It's so strange and it's so out of left field and it's so unlike anything the NFL, I feel like, has dealt with. Because here you are, a guy who really is, I think, one of the faces of the NFL for the last couple,
Superstar.
You know, 4 or 5 years, right? And all of a sudden you're dealing with this situation that's so far out. With the guy who really is one of the faces of this corporation. The thing that I don't think a lot of people understand is the NFL is such a corporate kind of entity when it comes to things like this and agents and business deals and billion-dollar companies. And then you have a guy named Ken Francis is all of a sudden reaching out to these big-time GMs, these big-time football teams, and everybody's like, who is Ken Francis?
This sounds like somebody saw Lamar at, like, a Panera or something like, hey, man, you need help with that contract? I got you. I'll call. Give me those numbers. I'll call those teams for you. We'll get you hooked up. Hey, this is Ken Francis calling for Lamar. Wait, yeah. What? Yeah. Lamar wants to play that. I mean, what is going?
Yeah.
Just hire an agent already.
I wish we could get a list of GMs that have heard from Ken Francis. You know what I mean? Like, can we get a list just because I would love to go through that list and be like, what was his reaction? I mean, you know what I mean? What was Terry Fontenot's reaction when Ken Francis called and was like, hey, man, I know y'all got a lot of cap room. I got a quarterback for you. It's going to work out.
I've got to know. Did anyone ever – I never actually sat down and Googled
I Googled him.
I'm sorry. It's killing me. It's literally killing me this morning.
I Googled Ken Francis, and the first thing that comes up is
– And I snorted.
Oh. I missed the snort.
You missed the snort. Hey, what we have now is Mike Garofolo from NFL Network. He was on with us yesterday. He gave his take on this whole Lamar Jackson situation.
You're missing 2 years of negotiations with the Ravens that have been – forcing them to bang their head against the wall, because this is kind of how it's been with Lamar Jackson. And I don't know why he does not want to hire an agent. It's fine, it's his career. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people banging the table, he should hire an agent. Well, he should do whatever he wants to do, but that being said, I believe that it's making the process harder, which could be his preference or intent, or you know, I, as we go through this whole thing, I think to myself, maybe he just doesn't want to do a long-term deal. Maybe he just wants to play out the franchise tags and get to the point where he's now a free agent, and then he can go negotiate with teams and not have to worry about two first-round picks as compensation for a franchise tag, and the Ravens potentially matching an offer. Like, let me be a true free agent. If that's his end goal, and we don't know, because he really doesn't speak in depth about it. But if that's his end goal, fine. I think more guys should do that, you know, because you're betting on yourself. But in the meantime, you're betting on yourself while you're getting $32 million this year and another $39 million or something next year. You're making $71 million over 2 years.
We will have to wait and see what his reasons are for doing this. But, you know, not hiring an agent. Yeah, you want to save some money. You want to, you know, keep your pockets a little bit deeper. Is he in too deep? That's, you know, kind of my question, where it's like you've dug your heels in now for so long on I'm not doing this. Do you have to commit to it now? Because, you know, what are people going to be saying if he decides to go out and get an agent? Then it's back in the headlines again. It's like it never goes away.
This is the point where I think maybe you just play. Look, I would just go ahead and hire an agent. He's talking about how drained he is by all this, by the meme with the Affleck thing or whatever.
One.
So maybe he's at a point where he just plays the string out this year, plays under this non-exclusive tender, and then during the season you hire an agent, let them negotiate with the Ravens, get a deal done, and keep it moving. But it does seem to be like he's trying to prove a point now. I think this is just a debacle. This has been so mismanaged. Whoever is advising him, whether it's his mom or a buddy or something.
Ken Francis.
Dude, I Googled Ken Francis, by the way. Also, all right, Ron, how the hell does Ken Francis get all these GM's numbers? This is what I want to know.
That's a good question.
Because I can tell you, as a guy who's produced for years, you don't stumble upon NFL GM's cell phone numbers or contacts. You have to go through people to get to those people.
I'm clearly in the wrong business. Like, I should have gone the Ken Francis route, and I could have been hitting everybody up on behalf of players. And maybe is he getting a cut of something for doing this? Is he just doing this out of goodwill?
Well, they negotiated a strong rate. Ken Francis has a good rate he's giving Lamar. You know, a little rebate. No big deal. He's not
getting
3%.
I can tell you that. Team.
So, Mike, being a player, former player, being in a locker room, like, when stuff like this is going down and, you know, guys are saying, we're not listening to the outside noise, we're not paying attention to that, how much does this actually really trickle in to the locker room?
Little, if any at all, because I think there's I don't even know if it's an unwritten rule. It's just a matter of respect amongst teammates. You never mess with another man's money in a locker room like that. And that's just how a lot of guys play it. It's like when you're in contract negotiations or there's a holdout, rarely, do you ever hear a teammate speak on another man's contract situation? Because in that guy's mind, Lamar Jackson's mind, he's doing the best thing for himself, for his family, for his future. So I think it's very, very little, if any at all, that his teammates are paying attention to it.
The only one I really remember standing out to me that a teammate did do that was when, I believe it was Javon Walker for the Packers. He's holding out for more money, receiver, and Brett Favre basically amazing that Brett Favre did this, but Brett Favre basically makes a comment where he should just be here. He's being selfish, take what they're offering, kind of comment. Yeah. And now, you know, you get to know everything about Brett Favre that's came out in recent memory. Like, oh, that was you? Didn't you steal, like, millions from charity?
That's an absolute no-no. You don't. And what's funny is, how much money did Brett Favre make? Javon Walker's going, hey, man, why don't you take a freaking salary cut? You know what I mean? There's always going to be that kind of situation. That's why you don't ever talk about it.
But, like, okay, so you have the media, right? And I was holding the mic going in the locker room. And you at some point, you have to get tired of being asked about your teammate's situation.
Well, yeah, but that's not on the teammate. That's on the media. That's on the people asking the questions. Hey, I'm not going to comment on that. That's his business. That's his money.
I wasn't one of those people, for the record. Anyway.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Did Donnie teach you better than that?
People like me. I don't know if you know that.
They do?
But they do.
Who are these people?
We'll talk about that after the break. I know one of those people is Mike, and we're going mic'd up. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning as we roll along here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, at the top of the hour, we're going to do our wake-up call. We want you to call us on the hotline and tell us who in sports or in life in general, maybe something's really grinding your gears, needs a wake-up call. You can call us at 404-741-0929.
Yeah, you know who probably needs a wake-up call is me and Tiff, because we still don't have that green tea. Dylon's still sitting back there behind the glass. But
update,
it's a good...
I did put the packets in cups. Okay. I thought we had hot water up here, but I have to go downstairs to get the hot water.
So it's marinating.
It's not happening. Right. It's not happening.
It is. I'm going to have y'all zooted and booted for the final hour.
On the way
out. Yeah, wake-up call. We're going to be wired.
That ship is sailed.
But look, it's a good thing Dylan's behind the glass, because it's Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Fair Foul Friday on the Mic'd Up segment here right now. This is, if you guys missed it last week, so we'll go around the room, ask Tiffany and Bo if these statements I'm making are fair or foul. So we're going to start in the sports world. A lot of traffic this week about the WBC. We've talked a ton today about the Braves. You brought up the shift, some of the rule changes, the pitching clock. So fair or foul, Tiffany, I'll start with you. After the World Baseball Classic and the new rules set forth by Major League Baseball, baseball is in for a huge ratings spike this season.
I'm going to say fair. And you know what? When you talk about shortening the times of games, sign me up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Sign me up. It makes it more enjoyable. You know, you're in, you're out. I would love going to maybe a shorter game. Actually, you know what? I don't mind being there longer when I'm in person. But if I'm at home, maybe, yeah, speed it up.
I'm going to say foul, and here's why. I don't think baseball is such a – I love baseball. I'm a big baseball guy. Everybody knows that. It's a regional sport,
though. It's a niche sport.
I don't think you're going to have more people in because the games are shorter. I think people that don't like baseball based on other things aren't going to care necessarily the length of the game. I think you might get people to stick around longer that maybe don't finish games because they got kids or got to go to bed or something.
Are you
like
saying
that.
Are you trying to tell me there's going to be an attendance boost, maybe not a rating spike?
No, I don't think either one.
Okay.
I think people that maybe left in the seventh inning might get to stay for the ninth inning now, but I'm not so sure that it's just going to suddenly be this big pop for baseball because the games are shorter.
I think initially, coming off the WBC, that, yeah, there's going to be a lot more interest and the rule changes. Will it stay or maintain the rest of the season? I don't know.
All right, number two, Fair Foul Friday. This is so good. If you missed it Wednesday, I did not buy my wife a anniversary gift. Wednesday was my fourth anniversary. We made an agreement. We were not going to do anniversary gifts. She goes, buys me an anniversary gift. So I was kind of in the doghouse for a little bit. Here's the thing. My birthday is coming up next week. All right. So I saw something on Instagram that I was like, oh, that'd make for a good birthday gift. Is it fair or foul if I start sending my wife birthday gift ideas for myself after not buying her an anniversary gift 2 days ago? Fair or foul?
I'll take, you know what, this is a, you could, this is a Donnie B move. My dad, like for Father's Day years ago, he just started sending us what exactly, actually he sent us text messages. No, he left a voicemail and it said, I'm collecting. He needs $200 from each of us. And he just hung up. That's the voicemail I got. I'm collecting from each of you.
Incredible.
I need $200.
Yes.
Click.
That's an OG move right there.
Yes, it is.
And then, you know, later on we started getting just images of like shoes and stuff like that. So you know what? I'm going to say it's fair. I'm going to say it's fair, Mike.
Okay.
I'm with Jeff. It's fair. By the way, your wife broke the rules.
Yeah.
Which she helped create. So she's a rule breaker.
Yeah.
So she got punished by breaking the rules by you not getting her a gift. Secondly, everyone wants gift ideas because then you get the person exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Especially in this world that we live in today with Amazon where you can order anything immediately and have it.
Yep.
My wife ordered so much stuff off Amazon that I literally tell her, I need to know what you want because you buy everything that you do want.
But see, you could also go the more discreet route, right? Don't people just, if her phone is open, just walk by and like say something. Everything's listening to us, right? Isn't that what people say?
Yeah,
so just start talking about what you want and it's going to pop up in her ads.
Dude, my wife's the same way about Amazon. I told her the other day, I said, one day I'm going to come home and there's not going to be a package on her front door. And I'm going to be absolutely shocked. Going back to the tournament, the NCAA tournament, fair foul, Bo, I'll start with you. Bama breezes in to the Final Four, Sweet 16 game tonight against San Diego State, and then they will face the winner of Creighton against Princeton, which is a 6-9.
That's a foul. My boy J.D. Pollock is one of the assistant coaches at San Diego State, which went with me to Kennesaw State. He was actually on that national championship team in 2004. I believe it was 3-0, 3-0, 4 team, and I can't wait, it was D2. So I think J.D. Pollock and the, was it the Fighting Aztecs? Knock off Bama. Another one seed goes down.
I'm not trying to get stat heavy or anything like that. But, I mean, your tide there, your Crimson Tide is averaging like 81 points per game. San Diego State's averaging around 65 points per game. If I'm just going off of statistics, right, what was the question again? If they're going to cruise in, right?
They will breeze into the Final Four through the next two games.
If we're basing it off that. Because this is me not committing. I'm non-committal kind of person.
You ride the fence right now?
If we're basing it off that, yeah, they will breeze right in. If we're going foul, you know, upsets have been happening throughout this tournament. No one expects San Diego State to probably beat them in this. And, yeah, then I would say foul. So did I didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
I like being neutral.
That's fine. Look.
Pick a
maybe,
side.
Maybe you'll answer this one. Number four. So I've been watching a lot of Hawks here recently, obviously with the show kicking off and watching a lot of Braves, and my wife has been completely fine with it because it has allowed her to catch up on the trash TV, the freaking Real Housewives, and all that other stuff. And I was shocked to hear Mike Conte the other day, and he might kill me for saying this, saying he's a teen mom fan. Tiff, I'll start with you. Fair or foul, reality TV is actually entertaining.
Boom, yakamakis!
Ooh, I don't watch it.
Good for you.
I will say, yeah, foul. It's not. I mean, gosh, why am I always?
Yeah.
I'm a Libra. I don't like making decisions at all. But I'm gonna go foul.
I also am a Teen Mom fan. I haven't watched it in a while. I'm gonna say, I think there's some fairness to this because I think sports is the original reality TV.
Oh my gosh.
So I will say fair.
Okay, next one, and I'm start with you on this boat. When my babysitter canceled tonight, when I came in Thursday and talked about it, Tiff kind of perked up. Fair foul, Bo. Tiffany would make a good babysitter for my children.
Foul. I would not.
What?
I would trust Tiffany with sprinkles, but not a child.
I can keep animals alive. So my dog lets me know when it's hungry. I can leave a Kong with him. He's good. I killed a cactus once. But kids do like me. I will say that.
All right, last one. Last one. I know we got to get to break. So real quick, it got warm, and it's been warm today, and it's going to be warm this weekend, so that everybody's kind of flipping from the heater to the air conditioner. Fair or foul, your air conditioner should always be set under 72 degrees. Bo, I'll start with you.
That's a fair for me. My wife would say foul, so we have to kind of come together on that, but I say fair.
I'm going fair. It always has to be cold.
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't get to all of them, but that was a pretty good one. That's your mic'd up.
Maybe in the next hour when we do our wake-up call, some folks will call us, and maybe they'll give their spouse a wake-up call about the thermostat and where it needs to be. Maybe they'll give their favorite sports team a wake-up call. We also still have to get to that little chit-chat I had with Steve Smith. That is all coming up in our next hour here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.